Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my proof. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diane DiResta is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Knockout Presentations, the revised edition, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz, and the new book. Tell me the new book again, Diane.
Give Fear the Finger, How there to Knock Out Fear of Public Speaking.
And that's an e-book.
Yes.
And they're all available. All both of those are available wherever books are sold.
Online, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're talking about speaking. Diane gave us a great tour, a great education in the last segment on how to get ready to speak and how to, from the content standpoint, from the delivery standpoint. Let's talk about some specifics that you noticed this commencement season, Diane, that you'd like to sort of analyze a little bit.
Well, sure. I actually did a blog post, DiResta.com/blog, and I had both Michelle Obama and Denzel and their videos, because I thought it was a real contrast in their approach to speaking. And Michelle spoke to Spelman graduates, and Denzel spoke to Dillard University. And the first thing that they both did that was right or effective is they thanked and acknowledged the people who deserve the thanking, the people who invited them and people of that nature. So the first piece is you need to thank everyone, and that's true of an acceptance speech in any kind of speech like that. One of the things that that Denzel did that I liked is he started with humor. He wasn't as tight as Obama in terms of his writing, but right away there was laughter and it was loose and people mm-hmm. felt relaxed. Obama,
people were drawn to him then, weren't they?
Yes, I think they could relate very well. Michelle took more of a formal approach, and she talked a lot about the history of Spelman and the sacrifices.
Which they should have already known.
Yeah, I think she spent too much time on that.
Mm-hmm.
And my critique was that she had such an opportunity to inspire. I mean, here she is, an African-American woman from mm-hmm. the south side of Chicago.
Who's done pretty well.
Yeah, who's the first lady and been in a law firm and did these wonderful things. And we never understood or learned how she did that. It was more about the challenges that are in front of you. And mm-hmm. it wasn't as uplifting. I thought that there could have been more.
It was negative.
Yeah, it was
let's
not.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. It was negative.
I felt it had more of a negative tone. And the one thing I have to say to everybody here today, if you learn nothing else, if you take away nothing else, it's this. It's not about you. It's about them, mm-hmm. the audience. So when you're asked to speak, even if you're asked to talk about your experience as a business owner and where you think the market is going, always relate it back to what the audience mm-hmm. wants and needs to hear. Because if you don't make those connections for them, then it becomes a little bit more self-serving.
And she had a great opportunity, and it what it did, in my opinion, it tipped her hand as to her attitude about life, even
yeah.
with all of her opportunities. But let me get it's confession time, Diane. Oftentimes, when I have a burr under my blanket, and when I say a burr, it doesn't mean that I'm angry about something. It means mm-hmm. it might mean that I'm just really motivated to write something. Oftentimes, the first few things I write in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
They come out negative. And I've been doing that. It's been happening to me for years. And so I go ahead and let it out. I'll get 20 or 30 minutes down the road, and then I'll stop and go back and completely reframe it, not in an unnegative way, and then move on and finish the piece in an unnegative way. But for some, sometimes when you're really motivated about something, when you feel like you really want to talk about something, it comes out with your wanting to fix things rather than trying to bring people together.
Yeah, the whole process of writing is one thing, but the end product should have lessons for them to take away, and there should be an uplifting message. Mm. There's a paragraph here toward the end where she says, the truth is there will always be folks who make assumptions about others. Yes, that's true. There will always be folks who try to raise themselves up by cutting other people down. So you see it's getting negative.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to everyone, including me, but that's what happens to you. I want you to say, but here's what she says. I want you to stop a minute, take a deep breath, because it's going to need to be deep, and I want you to think of all the women who came before you. That's not an uplifting message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas, now with Denzel, he told his story, and you could relate to him because he said at one point he had a 1.7 grade point average. So he was self-effacing,
uh-huh.
He was honest about who he was, but he told people, here are the lessons, and he had four lessons. And he got to the point pretty quickly. He said that you put God first, fail big, you will not see a U-Haul behind a hearse,
mm-hmm.
and say thank you in advance of
wow.
receiving something. So those are nuggets you can take away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he built his speech around that and how he came
whose
up.
Whose brand was helped by those speeches, those two speeches, more than any?
I think his was.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And how unfortunate that the First Lady wasn't able to accomplish that. So, folks, those are lessons, good lessons from our good friend Diane DiResta. Diane, it's DiResta.com?
DiResta.com. If you want to see the blog post, it's /blog.
All right, so check that out, DiResta. Thanks, Diane. Come back soon.
Thank you.
See you next time. Diane DiResta, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.